Wanda's House, Nikki speaking.
Yes, this is Felicia. I was returning your call. Hello?
Are you a case manager?
No. This is Hendrick Ashley's mother.
Okay, how are you?
I'm all right. You had left me a message to call you.
Oh, yes, yes. Because we were setting up for his assessment today.
Yes, she's here.
Oh, she is. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. You're not, are you the POA? Do they have a POA? Does he have a POA?
What is
power
that?
Power attorney?
No.
Okay, just making sure, because I know you're going to fill out application, everything to be the caregiver.
Yes.
And if you was his POA, you wouldn't have been able to. So we just want to make sure.
Okay.
Do you know when you want to come in and fill out your application?
I want to say Friday.
This Friday?
Yes.
Okay. And you are okay with us sending out an aide until you get done and you're hired, and then you're going to take over, correct?
I didn't hear you. My phone was breaking up. The wind blowing so bad up here in Youngstown. What did you say?
And once you get everything taken care of on your end and you're hired, then you're going to take over and be his caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to let – that's what I had told HR. See, we didn't know that, or we would have been had you come in and get your paperwork started.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, nobody told us.
Really? I know that his other caseworker he had, I think her name was Kristen or Christine or something, her mouth was real foul.
Really?
She ain't do none of the stuff she was supposed to do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well,
now
that we're... to a new caseworker.
Okay. But now that we
but
do
I
know...
Go
ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, yes, I'll be doing his home health care for him. Or aid or whatever I'm going to be. I've been doing it, so I'm
going to
be the one doing it. You wouldn't need to send nobody out until, you know, I get the application and everything taken care of because I'm here with them. So.
Hey, so you don't want us to send anyone because then we can't start the services and they sent his service plan over.
His service plan? What you mean
a
service plan?
It's called
plan?
Like a service plan. We have to have a service plan before we can start home health care. And it's like authorization. For, right. So it's already dated and sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I
so
asked
would
the case,
you... Go ahead. Go ahead.
I asked case manager, were you okay with us sending out a caregiver until all of your paperwork was taken care of for you to be hired? She said that you were okay with that.
Shoot, I ain't know what she was saying. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, so we can send someone. So with the nurse being there now,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure our schedule is working on getting someone sent out tomorrow. If not tomorrow, the next day, but let's just say it's tomorrow. That's
mm-hmm.
why we want you to go ahead and complete your application, go through the hiring process, because we will send an aide out until mm-hmm. you are able to do it yourself, and then you'll be being paid for him.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So we will send someone out because the service plan is done, and you don't want to halt it because then it'll just take longer.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So
I'm
that's
glad you explained it to me because I'd have been like, no, they don't need to send nobody out, and this is my
right.
first time doing this. I don't know anything about it, so.
Oh, no, I understand. And if, like mm-hmm. I said, the sooner you can get in to get your application done, the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? And I'll let the HR know, too. Like, say, like, when you come for your interview, she could probably do, like, your orientation, everything, because you got to have fingerprints, all that done. That way, we're pushing it. Let's get it done. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So then you won't have to have someone else there very long. We just know you have to go through the process, though, you know?
Okay. So I could come in any day? What's the
yes.
day? Monday?
It's always good to know when you're coming. That way they can be prepared, like I said, and try to do everything in one day for you.
Okay. Well, let's try for Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay.
Wednesday.
What's your name?
Do I? Felicia Ashley.
Felicia Ashley. Okay. I'm going to tell them to write you down for Wednesday that you're going to come in. Do you know what time?
Like 9.
9?
10, okay. 9.
9 or 10? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know. Normally HR is here, but that's okay. If you come in and put your application in, I'll be here. I'll give you everything, the application, until she gets here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That'd be great if I could do everything at once. That'd be love right there.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to mm-hmm. talk to her as soon as we get off the phone about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. How much would I get paid an hour, or how would I get paid?
So you'll get a check, like, every 2 weeks. Have you ever done any home health care or SDNA or anything like that?
No, I haven't done anything like that, but my aunt owned a nursing home. We was growing up. We used to always help her and chip in and feed the patients and flip them and all of that when I was growing up. But I've never been a home health care aide before.
I'm going to put you on hold. Let me see if HR can talk to you to answer some of those questions. Just give me a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I am going to transfer you now. Her name is Rachel. And you can ask her, you know, the questions about the pay and everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.